Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought
to mind? Is that Rod Stewart?
It might be.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, see, Jasmine. Loving the Jasmine. Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal joining you on what we are dubbing Noon Year's Eve, because it's convenient for me.
It's convenient, and that's what it's all about. For other people, they're going to be out later on tonight, and or in the afternoon. I think as soon as this show stops, you can start imbibing, and people are going to be out. One of the most important,
responsibly,
essential ingredients of the night is to be with great friends, but also you're going to want to have some great wines. Right, and champagne in the room with you as well. A guy who is a guide to that, one of the country's great wine personalities. He writes for Food and Wine magazine. He writes for Departures Lifestyle. He writes for the 17 million readers all the time with Every Day with Rachel Ray. It's the one and only Mark Oldman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dane. Hey, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you, and it's such an appropriate occasion. While we would welcome you to call in at any point, it does seem like this falls into your little window of expertise.
Not only expertise, but passion. If I had to pick one type to have year-round, I think it would be champagne and sparkling wine.
No, but in training for this, just as an Olympic athlete, as soon as you know the medals are given out, they get right back on that horse and train for the next one. You're doing this all the time.
Practice makes perfect, Dane. So I have a professional responsibility to drink as much champagne and special wines as possible.
Well, I mean, if it's your assignment, then some people you just have to bite the bullet and go for it and make sure it's taken care of. However, champagne becomes or has long been one of those things that is a little confusing, a little overwhelming and intimidating for people. It doesn't have to be.
It really doesn't have to be. I always tell people to distinguish champagne by, you know, so you can enunciate or talk about the types you like to a restaurant or to a wine store. Think of champagne as divided into light-bodied, medium-bodied, and full-bodied, and there are different houses known for those styles. And then often with the more expensive champagnes and sparkling wines, you get little pinpoint bubbles versus the big kind of floppy bubbles that you'd find in a Canada Dry that kind of flap you around a little bit.
I think if people are drinking Canada Dry for New Year's Eve, they might have bigger issues than whether or not their champagne is light or full-bodied. This is something, because dry really affects people a different way. Some people love dry, extra dry, super dry. I personally go for something entitled buttery. What does that mean as far as how it's put together and where it's made?
Well, you know, often we're talking residual sugar. By the way, I could just feel any listener's eyes glaze over when I even say the word residual sugar. So I'm going to keep it real simple, real straightforward, real practical. You know, that's how I love to do it. And so either they leave some sugar in there or their exposure to oak, it's all up to the winemaker how they want to make the sparkling wine or champagne. There are three grapes in the traditional blend, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and this obscure grape called Pinot Meunier. One's white, two's red. So it's almost like a recipe. The more white they put in the wine, the lighter it will be. And the more red they put in the wine, red wine grapes, the richer it will be. So you just have to know which houses make which styles. And if you don't know that, someone at a wine merchant or wine store can help you out.
Well, Pinot Meunier also, people are confused, was also a great flamenco dancer that that some people aren't necessarily aware of. Well, one of the things I love about Mark, and we're going to get into it in the next segment, is that although he can walk the walk with the greatest wine people and knows every bit about the wine world, he makes it fun and makes it approachable. When we come back for the break, he is going to share some brands that you can get that can give you that whole maybe Canada Dry price point, right, but are still great for your party. And then a couple ones that maybe you're going to set aside for those special occasions or special people when we come back.
It's just another New Year's Eve.
Oh, Barry Manilow.
Yeah, he's great. 720 WGN, Dane Neal along with Hannah Stanley just here for the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. And on the line, it is early to start planning out those purchases for tonight's big extravaganza, whatever size it may be, and you're going to want to bring something along with you, along with your festive 2015 attitude. You're going to want to bring some great selections on the champagne and wine side. We've got Mark Oldman with us. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So Mark, what is it? Should you bring more than one bottle of champagne, one for spraying around the room or popping or handing off to someone else, and then one special one, or are there some brands that you should think of?
You know, Dane, I think that's a brilliant idea. Bring the kind of general admission, a bottle, one that's pretty good, maybe $20 or less. And then if you want to spring for it, bring something really, really special that you can just share among your immediate group.
And what can
just
it
share for yourself?
What are a couple brands? Are those where they don't, you know, it isn't obvious that it's one of those kind of cheaper brands? What is something that is pretty good?
Exactly. So you're not talking about like lipstick bubbly or barefoot bubbly or cupcake bubbly, things that are wines that seriously seem like they have training wheels. They can taste good, but it's not going to impress anyone. The number one bubbly that wine insiders go for, that's $15 about, it's called Gruet. Sounds French, but it's, believe it or not, it's from New Mexico. It's from a French family in New Mexico, Gruet. And the bottle looks beautiful, looks like real French champagne. It's made in the traditional method of real French champagne, but the grapes are sourced in a high quality vineyards from New Mexico. And it's not going to cost you more than $15. So that if I had to pick one affordably priced bubbly, it's Gruet.
Now, weigh in, if you will, on Prosecco, because that's, you know, so many people prefer that. Where's that come down on the price list and acceptability for coming to a party with that?
Oh, yeah. It's very acceptable. I was a early adopter of Prosecco. Often, but not always, has a tinge of sweetness to it, almost imperceptible sometimes, but you compare it against most regular champagnes, it will often taste a little sweeter, a little more immediately likable to non-experts, but it's so bubbly, it's so inexpensive, it's so festive that I nickname it Prozacco.
Yeah. it'll keep you positive.
If so, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then there are some kind of, there's brands in the team photo of stuff that is special for champagne, but just I think the nature of the slogan, a special occasion, means you're not doing it all the time. If people are going to splurge a little bit more, maybe, you know, close to or over $100 a bottle, is there one that you can recommend depending on what taste they may like?
Absolutely. Well, if you like a richer taste, then something like a Krug, K-R-U-G, or Veuve Clicquot, whether it's their entry-level bottle, which isn't so entry these days at about $60, but if you're going to shoot for the moon, they have their Grand Dame selection, but that's for people who like, or Bollinger, or as the French say, Bollinger. And in fact, on my website, there's a very special bottle of Bollinger I just put up at markoldman.com, and it's called Recently Disgorged, or RD, and that's a long name for just a rich but fresh and special, a different tasting champagne. So that's great for full bodied. For light bodied, you want Pattinger, or as the French would say, Pattinger, or Pierre Jouet will do champagne in the light style. Or Laurent Perrier tends to be on the lighter style. So again, it all depends if you like the really rich kind of hazelnutty style or the light lemony style.
Mark, we're getting a texter asking from 708, what is a good Illinois-based wine?
Jeez.
You know, that is a hard one. I know they exist. but because I'm all over the place, I can't name one offhand. But
Linford Winery is doing some things.
They're doing great stuff.
Yeah, they're one of the one of the local wineries.
Aqua Viva out Elburn-ish area, yeah, and now has a place in St. Charles as well. Mark, beautiful. I wanted to ask you too, cocktail recipes with champagne. That's a way to kind of lighten it up and actually make the sparkling wine go a little bit further, is to mix it.
Totally. And I'd say my favorite recipe with champagne is the French 75. And anyone can just Google a recipe for that. But that's, you basically take ice and gin and some fresh lemon juice and some simple syrup. And then you blend it in with chilled champagne. And it's actually named for a gun in World War II, the 75 millimeter howitzer. So it packs a real strong punch, but it's also delicious and refreshing. It won't weigh you down. So champagne, you don't want to use the finest champagne. You don't want to use that $100 stuff, because then, the thing with mixing champagnes is you're basically not going to taste the fine nuances of that really expensive one. So use a modest champagne, but yeah, French 75 might be my favorite.
As a guy who spends 365 days a year tasting the fine nuances of things, and for those out there that we've got advice for people that are thinking, hey, this is what I'm going to do on this day and no other, but for those that want to aspire to be a Mark Oldman, a man whose apartment is a wine shrine,
he lives in a cellar.
It's a fully stocked wine lair. What are you going to be doing tonight?
And by the way, thank you for mentioning my wine sanctuary. It is something only a man who has yet to be married and the smarter sex, or at least the smarter half, doesn't talk them out of it. It's only something that can happen when a guy who has yet to be married goes on a flight of fancy. But I'm actually, so this brings up a great category that people can find at wine stores. So I like old champagne. A lot of people don't realize that champagne, as it gets older, takes on a different taste. And it is ageable, especially the finest stuff. What happens is it takes on a brioche, baked bread, Petrich Farm factory, nutty quality, if you can imagine that. And then it loses some bubble. So maybe it's only half as bubbly as it once was. But I found a really special bottle of Dom Perignon 1973, and I'm opening that. I'm actually in Coral Gables. Sorry to mention a place with such a weather contrast to where you guys are now.
Why? It's delightful here. It's 5 whole degrees.
Yeah, we got 5 degrees. We're pushing 6.
don't think you're insulting us.
Degree. But yeah, so I'm going with old champagne. And, it doesn't have to be Dom Perignon 73. Anyone can go into a wine store and say, give me a champagne with a little bit of age on it, because I wanted something a little bit of a different taste. I want more of that hazelnutty thing, and I'm willing to give up some bubble for it.
Are you going to be savoring this bottle?
Ah, well, that's such an important idea. I'm somewhat infamous for savoring. I brought 3 bottles. So I'm not going to quite, out of respect for this fine old bottle of Dom Perignon, I'm probably not going to savor it. I also don't have a big group to be in front of. It's usually fun to do with a big group. Right. But I one of the other ones I'm going to savor. Always have a backup. Always have a plan B and a plan C bottle, because especially with older wine, but just in general, sometimes the wine doesn't turn out the way you think it will. And you always want to pull that second rabbit out of the hat.
Well, sometimes they can be unpredictable, but you are always there with great advice when it comes to wines and champagne. We're happy to have you here, of course, on New Year's Eve with us. But for those people that are looking for maybe the next holiday or the next celebration or tomorrow, like, where can they catch up with you and see what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. My website's the Crossroads. So, I'm going to be at all sorts of wine festivals. I have a wine club coming out. So they just go to markoldman.com, markoldman.com. They can get the latest and lots of free wine picks and free videos. In fact, I just put online I don't know if you heard about it, but Kate Moss just came out with a champagne glass based on her left breast.
Of course she did. We were the world was clamoring for that, Mark.
I kept writing in, and finally they've come through with it.
Shoo.
Well, you know, I was hankering for that for many years, and we all were, but I had to check this out. It's actually only based at a London restaurant, and I just ordered it. And on my website, I just posted, under videos, I unpacked the box. And the box, it comes in this just beautiful, like, silk container, almost like a coffin, if you will. Like, you open it up and you unbox it, and I take the glass out. It's a beautiful glass. It has, like, a very thin, high-quality glass, and with, like, a great Art Deco filigree or logo on the glass. So, you know, they say the original saucer wine glass was based on Marie Antoinette. So I tweeted the other day, you know, Marie Antoinette has nothing on Kate Moss.
Did the packaging come with an underwire? All hilarious. The men in the studio are looking at me like, "What? What are you talking about?"
Like, you know, because it's your boob and it's a bra. I get it. You can get information on the great products and maybe the more kind of freakish and interesting products from Mark Oldman, as well as all the best information from one of the best champagne and wine guys in the business. MarkOldman.com. Mark, happy New Year, and thanks so much for being in the show.
It's so much fun. Thanks, Dane, and thanks, Hannah, for having me.
Anytime. Thank you. To you as well. Happy New Year. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, filling in for Steve Cochran today. We are going to come back and talk last-minute New Year's Eve catering with James Gray of Goddess and the Grocer. That's going to be more after this.
It's nice. You want to sit back, relax, and listen to some of the bumper music that Jasmine's playing in the booth. So thanks to her, Dane Neal, along with Hannah Stanley, here on the Steve Cochran Show, New Year's Eve 2014.
You know, so many people are going out to parties tonight, or they're throwing a party, and all of a sudden they went, oh wait, Christmas was 2 seconds ago, and poof, I have to have a party. Might need either last-minute gifts to take for a host or hostess gift, which is always appropriate, or they're going to need some catering help. James Gray, who is the Director of Operations at the Goddess and Grocer, joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Super, super.
Happy New Year.
And to you, thank you. I saw those adorable little cakes that you you posted yesterday, still available. I am hoping that people can either enjoy themselves or take as a gift.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have them in stores now. We have them in very limited quantities, but they're really small 4-inch cakes. They're great for sharing 2 or 3 people. They're decorated chocolate, vanilla. They say 2015 and Happy New Year, et cetera, as well as all of our other desserts that we offer every day.
What can people still source for either catering their own New Year's Eve party or you know, calling up and going, what can I bring?
Yeah, well, if they need anything, they can come into any of our retail operations. We have prepared food, prepared desserts, and they can pick up anything in the stores.
Well, James, what is something that is kind of not only acceptable but appropriate for it? Hannah mentioned the cakes. Those are cool, especially if they say 2015. I mean, this is the time to get those. But is there something else that's good that travels well that people should consider bringing?
Yeah, absolutely. Hors d'oeuvre platters, dessert platters. We offer those as well. You can order those through us. They're perfect. They come in a variety of different sizes. They're wrapped in cello, and you could, you know, put them in the back seat of your car, put them in the trunk. It's cold enough outside that they're going to be perfectly fine, and bring them anywhere you're going. They travel really well.
They travel well, and they're a nice, easy thing you can unwrap and put on anybody's table and make it look like you cared a little bit more than just running in at the last minute to Goddess and Grocer.
Absolutely, yes.
And when you talk about running in at the last minute, where is that for those people? I've gotten some of the great gift packages. I have never actually been to the store before, but I've gotten stuff from you guys. For people who want to see you in person, like, where are you located?
Sure, we have a couple of locations. One of our locations is at 901 North Larrabee in the near north area, just off of Chicago Avenue and Larrabee. That's the closest to downtown. And then our flagship store is in Bucktown at 1649 North Damon. That's our biggest store. We have a lot of food there, a lot of offerings. But if you want to get one of the platters, Paul, our catering department, they're there until about 2 or 3 o'clock for orders that you can pick up tomorrow. And if you place one of the platter orders, you can have that picked up at any one of the retail outlets.
All right. Is it too late, James, because people are waking up and going, oh, my gosh, I have to be at a party in 12 hours or less. Is it too late? Can they still get stuff today?
Absolutely not. But I would say call soon.
Okay.
Call soon.
So absolutely not. It's not too late. You can still get stuff, but call soon. Tell me. This is one of the things I always call up, and I'm very sheepish, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I know that you guys are slammed. Is it a slower day for you? Are you guys cranking out deli trays?
You know what? We are cranking them out because part of our operation, a big part of our operation, is catering. So, we are one of the big caterers in the city. A lot of people don't know that about us. So we have a very large kitchen, commissary kitchen, and we're pumping stuff out all day long.
All right. So we want people to be polite, but call soon.
And you mentioned
call soon, please.
What is the number if people do wake up and they want to call soon as instructed? What's the number where they can call you?
Sure. It's 773-292-7100.
All right. I will. I just put a picture up on our my personal Facebook page, and I will make sure it is on Flavor HD of those cakes. You mentioned they were in limited supply, and you mentioned also that they were good for about 2 to 3 people, unless you're really chocolatey, like if you really like chocolatey. I'm thinking it's a great idea for maybe a very intimate gathering. What else could people do if all of a sudden there's a very romantic person who wants to have just a nice little quiet evening at home? What would be something you'd suggest for an attainable dinner that somebody could make, but you guys could source and make it a really special night?
Oh, absolutely. So much of our prepared foods are really just high quality. So for a couple that just is staying in tonight, they can pick up a bottle of wine at the store. They can get beautiful foods like our goddess chicken breast that's stuffed with goat cheese, salmon, tuna cakes. We have beautiful lasagna, and then all of the sides that go with that. So you can really get a fully prepared meal that all you have to do is take home, pop in the oven, a microwave, a toaster oven, grab a bottle of wine, grab a dessert, and you're ready to go for a beautiful New Year's Eve dinner.
It sounds like you've got it all, but do you maybe up at the counter at the checkout line, do you have like bags of rose petals that have been bagged up?
I'm afraid we don't have those, but it's something to think about for next year.
Valentine's Day, James, it's coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yes. All right, James Gray, Director of Operations at the Goddess and Grocer, thank you so much for your time. Have a happy new year. I will talk to you. Talk to you soon. Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal filling in for Steve Cochran. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be
Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. It is New Year's Eve. Hannah's calling it Noon Year's.
Noon Year's Eve. We've got 2 hours until the big, the mini ball drops.
The mini ball.
I don't know.
What's the mini? Is it a cheese ball?
It's a tiny, tiny little Christmas ornament sized mirror ball.
Well, we've done it all, I think, during this program. We talked legal issues, kind of getting your affairs in order on the legal side.
Yeah.
We talked about etiquette, you know, how to move forward and be a better, less offensive person going into 2015. We talked about the possibility of the Bears making some moves in the next year in order to be more successful than they were. And we've talked about trying to be as safe as possible and getting through tonight, whether it's getting through with some great stuff to bring and enjoy it, but also on the safety side with IDOT. So we've hit it all. And I think it leads us up to, like, as we look forward, as we really, you know, and finally take that leap into 2015, you've got to speculate And I think the recurring theme in the Runaway Hit segment, Speculating with Andy. So, Andy, what do you see happening as you look into your crystal microphone cover?
As I look into this rather cloudy crystal microphone holder.
It started off clear.
Yes,
we don't know
it
what
did.
Happened.
There's the food in it now.
Yeah. I do have some thoughts on the upcoming year for the Chicago sports teams in no particular order here. I believe that the Chicago Bulls will win the Eastern Conference and go to the NBA Finals for the first time in
a long prediction.
Yeah, I think that they're going to stay healthy enough to win it. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win the whole thing.
Well, that's why it's called speculating.
Exactly.
Not promises with Andy.
Noah's been playing, you know, kind of consistently good as
Gasol,
he always has.
Butler, Rose.
But you've got Butler is one of those guys that has really come on and has been absolutely kind of that pleasant surprise. You know, mm-hmm. You're not necessarily dependent on Derrick Rose.
Absolutely. I think that the Blackhawks will return to the Stanley Cup Final.
I don't think that's necessarily going out on a crazy limb.
No.
They're playing really, really well.
It's not going out on a soon-to-be unfrozen pond.
I know. Thank goodness. I've got to ask, though, so many of those guys grew up playing pond hockey.
Yeah.
Is this something that's fun for them? Are they a little softer now because they play inside?
Love it. Absolutely love it. It's funny. There's an article today in the Daily Herald that was written by Mike Spellman, who talked to these guys about the 2009 Winter Classic and kind of that being their first real big game on a national level, and really kind of fed off of that. And obviously they didn't win that game and they didn't go to the final that year, but they did and obviously won it the next year. So they looked at that game as kind of their coming out party, so to speak. So
It's such a cool thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of those
event.
Spectacles, and it's a tough thing in a sport like hockey that isn't maybe as popular as baseball or football. But they, in a sport that has made so many kind of, I guess, bad moves, you know, over the years, has been making some great moves. And, of course, here in Chicago, we're super blessed.
All right, let's turn to baseball. And
we need some kind of like a some kind of like you know,
let's turn to baseball here. I believe that the White Sox will go to the playoffs as a wild card team next year.
Are you serious?
I believe that the White Sox will go to the playoffs as a wild card team next year in the American League. I believe that the Cubs will win 86 games.
Okay.
Well,
but not be in the playoffs.
Do you predict that the Cubs, that Wrigley Field will be finished at any point during the season?
Wrigley Field will be finished sometime in the next 12 months. No, I'm just kidding. I think it'll be close, especially if it stays the weather like this. They're going to have a hard time.
Even cold, they are really, really blessed with the fact that it has been mild and not snowy and not rainy, that they've been able to do construction a lot of days they wouldn't have.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully they'll get that done. It would be kind of strange to have no bleachers there for the first month, but, you know.
It's going to hurt them in beer sales and ticket prices, obviously, because they are going to move those people.
Yeah,
they
have a plan.
They say they have more beer vendors up there.
Yeah,
so don't worry, bleacher people. There'll be the requisite amount of beer vendors up there.
Part of the problem, though, especially in April and sometimes even early May, it's really still cold. And if you're not in the sun, you're going to be in the upper deck. That's a chilly seat.
They're going to get it done.
They'll get it done.
I think the weather is good. I think that'll be the least of the problems for the Cubs. I think one of the problems that they may have would be these high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the White Sox, they have brought in some good players.
Yes,
I think it's pretty easy to see that they're going to be good. The Cubs have so much potential and so much promise. And you did have little glimpses of these younger players kind of panning out. But like Chris Bryant, do you think there's going to be a drop off with the young kids, or do you think they're going to keep trucking along?
They'll keep trucking along here. Chris Bryant will be up at some point. I don't think he's going to start the year here just because of the clock ticks, that kind of thing with the arbitration situation and all that. But I think I liked what I saw from Soler last year. I liked what I saw from Baez, although Baez needs to cut down on the swing and the strikeouts, but that comes with age and learning the pitchers and learning the league.
When they had the graphics up there of some of the famous, you know, strikeout artists of all, you know, they had Reggie Jackson, you know, the four strikeout games, and he's on a pace to eclipse them many times over.
Yeah, but that'll even itself out, I think.
A guy that's been proven as successful, and when you talk about pressure, you know, John Lester, I don't think he's gonna, you know, he's played high level, high pressure games, won World Series. Do you think? But then when people come in here, you know, like a Lou Piniella, they don't understand the level of pressure that they're gonna feel. Is he gonna succeed, or do you think that that's going to be a mistake down the road?
What I think he's going to be all right. I think he'll be okay. I think that the rotation is going to be pretty decent next year. It's not going to be the greatest rotation you've ever seen on the north side, but it'll be good with Arrieta, Hamill, and whoever else they decide to toss out there. So,
all right, we've got to shift a little bit from speculating with Andy to New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. If we go around the horn, Dane, are you making any? Are you a New Year's resolution guy?
You know what? Let's become one. let's just jump right, you know, yeah, stick your big toe into the New Year's resolution pool, and you say, let's just jump in. The water's fine. I am just resolving to be, as I think many people will, I'm going to, and I've done this on other years unsuccessfully, but I will resolve to be healthier, and I was up not to take up regular cigarette smoking. So a lot of people,
you don't do that.
I don't do that now. So I'm not going to take or any. I'll try to keep my addictions to zero as far as, you know, hard drugs and gambling, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
Okay, Andy.
It hasn't worked for me the last see, going on 40 some years here.
Okay.
I've always resolved to be taller.
There, science is working on that now.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the year.
There is a long-term painful procedure.
Yeah,
that I think they break your leg and stretch.
Yeah.
Takes about 5 years.
I'm about to give up.
Steve.
So I'll just resolve to resolve.
Okay.
To be resolved.
Steve, do you have anything for us?
You know, I don't do resolutions, but for everyone else, I would recommend that you resolve not to sign a health club contract.
All right.
Going into the new year.
Alrighty.
Why? Because remember my resolution to be hell.
Well, be careful of what you're signing. How about we put it that way?
There, that is.
It's one of the number one complaints back to the Better Business Bureau. What did I sign? How do I get out of this?
You don't. All right. My resolution, bringing this full circle, is to floss more. All right. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, filling in.
In private.
Yes. Privately.
Please.
Privately flossing. Filling in for Steve Cochran today. We're going to take a quick break and be joined by Mr. John Williams after this on WGN.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are going to be celebrating tonight. It is New Year's Eve. Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley in for Steve Cochran. New Year's Eve, 720 WGN.
Joining us is John Williams. Happy. I'm calling this Noon Year's Eve, John.
Why do you call it Noon Year's Eve? Because it's New Year's Eve and you're done at noon or something?
Well, you're done at noon.
Yes.
But yeah, because I don't think I'm going to be awake at New Year's Eve because we get to come in and do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys and you sound great. Thanks for filling in for Steve.
Oh, you're so nice.
Yeah. What's the temperature like there?
I think it's 2 below right now.
Okay, well, good. So we've got you a little bit beat, not by much.
Can I tell you a complaint I have? Speaking as a Minnesota resident who has two transponders attached to two Illinois license plates on two cars.
Oh, here we go.
We drove car number 3, though, that has the Minnesota plates, and we didn't bring a transponder, which you're not supposed to do anyway. You're not supposed to
switch the cars. Yeah.
So we're driving around, and we go, oh, crap, here comes the tolls. And we notice this in Rockford. Left the transponder in the other car. Oh, well. And we were zooming through. And so now I go, oh, well, I'm going to have to go online and pay. And I thought, well, if I'm going to go online and pay once, I'll do it for all of them and not throw the coins in the baskets. Even though sometimes we would hand them some money and get the change and do that. Mostly for the few days we were in the Chicago area for the holiday, we were just zooming through, figuring I'll go online when I get home. I did that last night. This is going to be impossible. It is so flipping complicated. They say, well, which toll gates did you go through on which dates?
Yep. Yes.
I'm like, about 1,000 of them over 4 days? Are you kidding me?
No, that's what happens when you live flippantly. You have to really make notes.
I know. It felt really irresponsible when I was doing it. But really? And so I sent to the tollway an email. And I said, hey, guys, your thing is terrible.
I'm sure that
that went over well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
John, thumbs up. We'll fix her. And I said, listen, I'm willing to overpay for the tolls. Just give me a number. Because I don't want to be in, you know, I don't want to get one of these things where I'm one of those tollway scofflaws who now owes $8,000.
It's already being generated.
Oh, Lord.
You know what you should be able to do is you should be able to just, because I know, yes, you have to pick the exit you were at and the general time period.
And the date and time.
You should be able to kind of estimate, kind of like you do with your taxes, you know, is you give,
yeah.
It's like, I think it was about $10. Here's my license plate number. If it turns out different, let me know.
Sure. Here's my credit card number, and I shouldn't do this, but I trust to take what you need. You kind of do that with your transponder account anyway. Yeah, but they say, well, when did you get on the system? I said, in Rockford. They said, when did you get off? I said, well, we took the Cermak exit off at 294. But that was that one time. But then we got back on and went through one gate going to my mom's house. Well, then you got to redo the whole thing. And then you got to remember every single one you went through and when and where. And why can't they scan your license plate and go, oh, you owe us $1,000? And they'll say, here's $1,000.
Well, they can. They just haven't gotten there yet.
I think that's it.
Or, John, they should do kind of a tollway season pass. You just get unlimited.
Oh, my God.
It's a couple hundred bucks.
Listen, it's funny you say that, Dean, because as I was going through this, I had an idea. And I thought they could make money selling this.
Yep.
I'll have to share it with you after the news. So happy and noon year's eve to me. And thanks, guys, for filling in.
Yeah, happy new year.
Thank you.